to another episode of the Drive Along Podcast, a show dedicated to the automotive enthusiast. With me today is Bill Hume, and he is a true tire guy. Now, you know, we talk about car guys, but you know what? Car guys wouldn't go anywhere without tire guys. So Bill's a tire guy, and I'll let him give a bit of a background as to why I call him that. Bill, welcome to the Drive Along Podcast.
Yeah, thanks very much, Ron. Yeah, it's a pleasure to do this again. I think we did this one other time not too long ago, but I appreciate you inviting me back on. Thank you very much. So yeah, tire guy, I guess. I've been kicking around in this industry a long, long time. Just a very brief background or history for me. I was originally a farmer in Saskatchewan. Through some kind of bad crop years and whatnot, I decided to get a winter job one time and myself here, because that goes back to 1982. So that's a long, long time ago. So I got a winter job, and it was only supposed to be a winter job, working in a tire shop. And it was just service retail, a retail store that, of course, Saskatchewan, we did everything from, you know, wheelbarrows to earth mover and farm trucks and tractors and passenger light truck. I mean, we did everything. I mean, if it was on rubber, we sold it and fixed it. So I actually, for whatever reason, I fell in love with tires and just continued at the tire shop for approximately, well, over 5 years, so almost 6 years. Never really going back to the farm on a permanent basis, but yeah, got into the tire business pretty heavy. Really enjoyed it. One thing led to another, and I eventually ended up moving from service retail into working with a tire manufacturer. And that basically launched my next, believe it or not, 28 years working for tire makers. I've worked for a few different tire companies. Yeah,
well, that's where we met, Bill. I won't say where, but way back when, that's where we actually connected. Was you were with one of the tire manufacturers, and I was doing some marketing work with them.
That is actually, yeah. So we've known each other for a long time. I think that dates back to, I don't know, early mid 90s. I don't want to date you either, but
but you're right.
Yeah, it goes back a long time. So yeah, I've had a lot of experience, you know, first obviously in the retail and service industry with tires, and then of course working for a total of 28 years or a little bit longer with major global tire makers. Also during that period, I also had an opportunity to work with a couple of different tire distributors. So it's funny, you know, when you look at the tire industry. The tire manufacturer makes the product, the tire retailer moves it to the consumer, if you want to call it. But for many, many, many years, I missed everything in the middle, which was tire distribution. So I'm very happy that, you know, I did actually get 4 years worth of experience, over 4 years, working with two different major distributors in the Toronto area. So
for people that don't know, so if, let's use Goodyear because it just popped into my mind. Uh-huh. So Goodyear produces the tire. Goodyear retail outlets or franchisees or whatever sell the tire. But in the case of Goodyear, does Goodyear distribute the tire?
Yeah. So for the most part for Canada, I mean, Goodyear does have some direct customers, obviously. But most of their product is actually distributed through major distributors. Uh-huh. So in other words, yeah, the bulk, I guess you would call it the bulk shipment, goes from the tire maker to the distributor, and then the distributor takes care of getting the product out to the individual retailers and small distributors out in the field. So, and then they take care of the consumer.
That's a part I think most people don't realize. You know, they go into their local tire shop or whatever, and they're buying a Goodyear tire and so be it, or a Bridgestone or whatever. But that's really not the way the system works.
Yeah, that's very true. The retailer is really responsible for moving the product onto the consumer's vehicle, whatever kind of vehicle that is. And that's the retail shop's business. But the retail shop most of the time does not sell or move a large enough volume to deal directly with a major tire maker like Bridgestone or Goodyear, Michelin, or any of the large tire makers. So yeah, the retailer largely relies on a distributor to receive their product literally on a daily basis.
I see. And that brings us right up to current, because you just got tapped for a pretty major role in the tire industry, haven't you?
Yes, actually. So thankful to some of my colleagues and connections within the tire industry, this opportunity with Thero Tires basically presented itself in the late summer. And I pondered it for a while. I thought that this could be a very good opportunity for me to sort of launch a new tire brand in Canada. So the Thero brand isn't really new, but it's somewhat new to Canada. It's had very, very little support over the last number of years. So it's a good opportunity for me to start marketing a brand in Canada that is literally ground floor.
So when you say ground floor, then I assume that's a lot more the marketing, and that we just talked about distributors. So does that mean that you're talking to distributors now? And then what other elements of launching a tire in a country gets heaped on your plate?
Yes, you're absolutely correct there. I'm being tasked with finding tire dealers or distributors, I call them, literally from Atlantic to Pacific, to support and sell the brand. So for me, it's a fairly major task. You know, there's dealers across Canada, but Thero is, even though I think it's an absolutely fantastic state-of-the-art product line and an excellent brand, we definitely have competition out there. And many distributors currently do have product on the shelf that they're supporting of other brands. So I need to definitely market this as an excellent product with good value to the distributor and obviously to the consumer.
So in large terms, then, basically you're responsible for building the sales and market share for Thero Tire in all of Canada, coast to coast.
Correct. Absolutely. And because I'm basically a one-man show at this point in time, at least here in Canada, we certainly do have a good team in the United States. But for me, yeah, I'm going to be responsible for everything: sales, marketing, promotion of the brand, technical support, I guess product training, and I guess to some degree, accounting, pricing, logistics, I guess even a travel coordinator myself, because I got to make sure I get from Atlantic to Pacific and meet with the right people.
Right. In this day and age, that's not always the easiest job either. So tell me a little bit about Thero. As you say, it's been in market, but not really promoted this side of the border. The research I've done, I've found it in Brazil, and I think Venezuela and Singapore. And what's the background?
Yeah, so Thero is what's called a private brand. It was launched in 2009 by the Mathis family. They're currently residing in the Chicago area in Waukegan, Illinois. So the company is being headed up by a second generation now, Michael Mathis. And Thero is responsible for the tread designs, responsible for basically the construction when it comes to the actual engineering behind the product. But Thero themselves do not have actual factories, not like Goodyear or Michelin. Thero uses state-of-the-art top-shelf tire makers to build the for them, mostly right now in Thailand and Taiwan. So it's basically called a private brand. It's been around for a while. Certainly popular to some degree in the U.S., really no exposure to speak of in Canada at this point.
Mm-hmm. So it's a specialty tire brand. What exactly does that mean? Is it broad range? Could I put them on my Ford Focus, or is it more niche market than that?
Yeah, so we would consider this a specialty product. And I guess, you know, for the average consumer, you know, most of the tires out there are what I would call mass market tires. They're made major manufacturers that you would recognize their names, you know, whether it's a Firestone or a Goodyear or somebody like that. Those brands reach the mass market. You know, like I drive Passat and it has just regular all-season tires on it, winter tires, of course, at this time of year. Nothing really special or flashy about my car. It's just a regular old sedan. And tires focus on a niche market, like you said. People who actually think that their car or their makes some kind of a statement and they want to be recognized or outstanding, whether it's on the street or off the road or wherever they happen to use their vehicle. Specialty tires focus on that kind of consumer who is basically, I guess, not ordinary, mm-hmm. like I would with my Passat. So, so that really is what a specialty product is all about.
I understand that from a one point of view. Well, from one in particular, I ran Jeep Jamboree Canada for a bunch of years. Didn't get any normal looking tires coming into one of those events. It was all about off-roading and huge capabilities of the tire, basically, at the end of the day.
Absolutely. Yeah, now it's not to say that major tire makers do not make specialty products themselves. Most of them do. But certain brands like Aturo and several others out there, they cater to this niche market of people that really want to be recognized as out of the ordinary, what we call a specialty brand tire.
Okay, and that we're talking specialty brand and niche markets. What markets, I guess proper terminology would be targeted by the Aturo brand?
Well, we do manufacture actually a lot of regular product as well, if you want to call it. I mean, we have an all-season line. We've got, you know, a winter tire line. But the forte for Aturo as a specialty brand is obviously marketing product to sort of like the big light truck market. As you were talking about the Jeep Jamboree, vehicles that are lifted, that are on extra large wheels, very aggressive tread patterns, specializing in, you know, mud bogging or rock climbing or things like that. So these tires are definitely focused on that an end user. Mm-hmm. So literally it's like, I mean, if you're sort of a rebel in some way and you don't want to be just like an ordinary person out there with an ordinary pickup truck, the Aturo brand is key to that specialty brand consumer.
Excellent. And there's also performance car tire, like high performance car tire too, isn't there?
Well, for sure. And actually, you know, back many, many years ago, Aturo really started cutting its teeth with what you would call an ultra-high performance product line. So tires that are meant for cars, sedans, muscle cars. You know, I grew up in the area, we called them muscle cars because they were big, they were heavy, and they just had brute horsepower coming from big block engine. So that's the era that I grew up in. But nonetheless, you know, everybody still recognizes what a muscle car is. You know, like for me, I had an Oldsmobile 442, and it had the W30 Ram Air hood package, the hood pin locks. Like, I mean, it was a really, really nice muscle car, but it looked like a Cutlass. It would just was a little bit different. It stood out. So I was one of those people back in those days.
Sure, And there's also what we call modern muscle. Like each of the manufacturers, I think they're coming to the end of the runs, but each of them have come back into that market with, you know, high-performance Mustang, high-performance Camaro, and also the Mopar product.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. Like, we've kind of gone full swing. I mean, we got away from the big block muscle cars from the old days, if you want to call it. But today, with modern technology, you can have a car like well in excess of 700 horsepower mm-hmm. Coming out of a smaller than what I was running, but very highly tuned, and of course, a lighter vehicle. So the muscle car of today is somewhat like the old days, but Aturo manufactures high-performance tires exactly for that kind of a fitment, something like a Hellcat or the new Mustang. So we definitely have a specialty product for cars as well as light truck.
And although I didn't get the SEMA this year, pictures of the Arturo booth showed another line of tires that have just been launched, correct?
Yes, you're probably told the side-by-side.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's unique to Aturo. It's new for us right now. We're capturing as much as we can of that market. It's a rapidly growing market. Honestly, Ron, I don't know a whole lot about the side-by-side market because it's just never been a forte for me or something that I've dabbled in. But from research that I've done, this is a tremendously rapid growing area. So here in Canada, of course, a lot of people have snowmobiles. The side-by-sides are basically like a snowmobile, but you use it in the summertime. So it's on four very aggressive, fairly sizable, almost balloon-style tires. And these two-seater rockets, if you want to call them, some of these things are just pushing huge horsepower. And again, it's a whole new category of consumer and a whole new sport. So this is what's called the power sports market, which also would include snowmobiles for us. But in the summertime, of course, side-by-sides. So hugely popular in the United States.
It is fascinating. And my research shows it's the largest growing segment of the ATV market. Looking at some of this product that's coming out, and you know, people are using it for recreation, but they're also using it for work, be it ranchers or foresters. It's a convenient size. It's putting my Jeep hat on. It's about the size of the old Jeep CJ back in the day, and now of course Jeep's wider than a lot of trails, and this whole new segment has sort of come up to fill that gap.
Absolutely, you know. Thinking back to my farming days, I used to actually have this old ATC, all-terrain cycle, and you may remember them. Some consumers certainly would.
I remember them.
Yeah, it was three-wheeled, like a trike, with a 200cc motor on it. Not generally huge horsepower, but it had massive balloon tires on it, and that basically made up the suspension. It was just huge tires that were only inflated to like 10 PSI, if that. And so that was, I had one. It was young in my farming days. And I did certainly use it for chores and warm. But really, I rode it because it was a fun toy to drive. And it was a lot of fun in the pits and driving through dirt and mud and sand and even shallow rivers. So nowadays it's these two-seater, four-wheeled, all-wheel drive. They're amazing machines, and need good rubber to put on those. So Aturo is capitalizing on that market.
Aturo's just stepping right up. One of the things I found really interesting in again doing a little research is the actual tread design. We're going back now to the LT and the off-road truck tire, but the design itself has got quite a story as to how it came about, doesn't it?
This is something that that became part of our marketing. It's kind of a neat way to promote the tread style, modeling it after this very popular knife, the Quartermaster.
Very unique and they're distinctive. Like to see it. As I say, having done a bit of research, I mean, someone held up a cue card with a Aturo tire, LT tire, light truck tire, I'd recognize it because of that tread pattern.
They definitely make a statement for, hunters and collectors and people who really are into knives. And And so because of that, it was a really good, I guess you would call it a cross promotion, being able to use the quartermaster style knife blade as, you know, representing the tread pattern on several of our products.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Put my marketing hat on. It talks to the demographic.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. It does. Yeah, it's all about that specialty, specialty product.
Well, Bill, this has been fascinating. I'm glad you've got the experience you do, because this is quite a task you've taken on, launching a product in a country the size of Canada. But I know you love travel.
Yeah. There'll be lots of that coming up in the future for sure. This brand should hit a home run here in Canada, because like you said, the side market is definitely growing. You know, despite the cost of fuel and vehicles themselves, for whatever reason, people are buying and enjoying these big land. There's a very, very good market for this kind of product, very fashionable wheel on a pickup truck that's got a 6 or 8 or 10 inch lift in it. So I think it's very, very timely. Ground floor for Canada, ground floor for me, for sure.
But I couldn't agree more. And that's exactly one of the reasons I tracked you down for this podcast, because it's early days of a new tire brand that seems to scream Canada from all the product offerings. You couldn't pick a better time, I don't think. So as you say, that's why I wanted to track you down early on in the tenure of promoting this across the country. And certainly all the best to you with regards to it, to the initiative. I think you're going to be ultra successful with it. And it's been great catching up again, Bill.
Absolutely. Yeah, I thank you very much, Ron. It's been a pleasure chatting with you again. For the consumer out there, there probably is not a lot of Aturo product around at this time in the calendar, probably within the next 3 to 5 months. There should be some distributors across Canada supporting the brand and making it available to tire shops that are out there. So hopefully by the time our winter's over and our spring rolls around, there'll be some good Aturo product here. Those specialty brand seekers who are the outdoers that just want their vehicle to look mean and badass and everything else, have product available for them by summertime.
Perfect. Perfect. Bill, again, thank you for your time today. It's been great catching up. And how about we circle back maybe in 6 or 8 months and see how that distribution and product to market's coming along.
I think that would be a fantastic option for us. And as I did mention, we do have a winter tire as well. Obviously, our winter season is, well, it's just starting, but for the tire people, it's almost over. So come 6 or 8 months from now, we'll be able to talk about Aturo winter tires as well.
Excellent. Okay. Well, Bill, thank you for your time. And we'll sign off on this podcast.
The Drive Along Podcast is a Driven Marketing production.